Feds bust largest dark web child porn marketplace. By Bob Price on October 16, 2019. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia announced charges against the operator of the world's largest child sexual exploitation market and hundreds of others in the U.S. and abroad. South Korean officials seized the dark web server, which contained about 8 terabytes of child porn content. Children around the world are safer because of the actions taken by U.S. and foreign law enforcement to prosecute this case and recover funds for victims, U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Jesse Kalu said in a written statement. We will continue to pursue such criminals on and off the darknet in the United States and abroad to ensure they receive the punishment their terrible crimes deserve. In March, South Korean officials seized the server which housed the Welcome to Video website. They also arrested Jong Woo Sun, 23, a South Korean national who allegedly operated the website. Following the arrest and seizure, officials carried out an investigation that led to Wednesday's announcement of a 9-count indictment against Jong and 337 other site users. Investigators traced Bitcoin transactions and server logs to track down users from Alabama, Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington State, and Washington, D.C. They also found users of the child porn service in the United Kingdom, South Korea, Germany, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the Czech Republic, Canada, Ireland, Spain, Brazil, and Australia. Darknet sites that profit from the sexual exploitation of children are among the most vile and reprehensible forms of criminal behavior, said Assistant Attorney General Brian A. Bankskowski of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. This administration will not allow child predators to use lawless online spaces as a shield. Today's takedown demonstrates that the Department of Justice remains firmly committed to working closely with our partners in South Korea and around the world to rescue child victims and bring to justice the perpetrators of these abhorrent crimes. Officials list the following suspected/charged users of the Welcome to Video website. Charles Wunderlich, 34, of Hot Springs, California, was charged in the District of Columbia with conspiracy to distribute child pornography. Brian James LaPrath, 34, of San Diego, California, was arrested in the District of Columbia for international money laundering and was sentenced to serve 18 months in prison followed by 3 years of supervised release. Ernest Wagner, 70, of Federal Way, Washington, was arrested and charged in the District of Columbia with conspiracy to distribute child pornography. Vincent Galarzo, 28, of Glendale, New York, was arrested and charged in the District of Columbia with conspiracy to distribute child pornography. Michael Azigber, 22, of Pflugerville, Texas, was arrested and charged in the District of Columbia with conspiracy to distribute child pornography. Nicholas Stengel, 45, of Washington, D.C., pleaded guilty to receipt of child pornography and money laundering and was sentenced to serve 15 years in prison followed by a lifetime of supervised release. Eric Mark Chamberlain, 25, of Worcester, Massachusetts, pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography and is pending sentencing. Hira Flores, 30, of Cambridge, Massachusetts, pleaded guilty in the District of Massachusetts to receipt and possession of child pornography and was sentenced to serve 5 years in prison followed by 5 years of supervised release. Billy Penaloza, 29, of Dorchester, Massachusetts, pleaded guilty in the District of Massachusetts to possession and receipt of child pornography. His sentencing is scheduled for October 22, 2019. Michael Armstrong, 35, of Randolph, Massachusetts, pleaded guilty in the District of Massachusetts to receipt and possession of child pornography. He was sentenced to serve 5 years in prison followed by 5 years of supervised release. Restitution will be determined at a future date. Al Ramadan Usodomo, 28, of Lynn, Massachusetts, pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography and was sentenced in the District of Massachusetts, Boston, to serve 12 months and 1 day followed by 5 years of supervised release. Philip Soong Min Hong, 24, of Sharon, Massachusetts, pleaded guilty in the District of Massachusetts, Boston, to receipt and possession of child pornography in his pending sentencing. Eliseo Arteaga Jr., 28, of Mesquite, Texas, pleaded guilty in the Northern District of Texas to possession of prepubescent child pornography. He is pending sentencing. Paul Casey Whipple, 35, of Hondo, Texas, a U.S. Border Patrol agent, was arrested in the Western District of Texas on charges of sexual exploitation of children/minors, production, distribution, and possession of child pornography. Whipple remains in custody awaiting trial in San Antonio. Michael Lawson, 36, of Midland, Georgia, was arrested in the Middle District of Georgia on charges of attempted sexual exploitation of children and possession of child pornography. He was sentenced to serve 121 months in prison followed by 10 years of supervised release following his plea to a superseding information charging him with one count of receipt of child pornography. Kevin Christopher Egan, 39, of Brookhaven, Georgia, pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography in the Northern District of Georgia. Casey Santioyas Head, 37, of Griffin, Georgia, was indicted in the Northern District of Georgia for distribution, receipt, and possession of child pornography. Andrew C. Chu, 28, of Garwood, New Jersey, was arrested and charged with receipt of child pornography. Those charges remain pending. Nader Hamdi Ahmed, 29, of Jersey City, New Jersey, was arrested in the District of New Jersey for sexual exploitation or other abuse of children. Ahmed pleaded guilty to an information charging him with one count of distribution of child pornography. He is scheduled to be sentenced October 1, 2019. Jeffrey Leigh Harris, 32, of Pickens, South Carolina, pleaded guilty in the District of South Carolina for producing, distributing, and possessing child pornography. Leigh Norman Clark Jr., 27, of Conway, South Carolina, was arrested and charged in U.S. District Court in South Carolina Division for sexual possession of child pornography. Jack R. Dove III, 37, of Lakeland, Florida, was arrested in the District of Florida for knowingly receiving and possessing visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Michael Matthew White, 39, of Miami Beach, Florida, was arrested in the Southern District of Florida for coercion and enticement. Nicholas Benian Bradshaw, 24, of Bountiful, Utah, was arrested in the state of Utah and charged with 5 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, and was sentenced to time served with 91 days in jail followed by probation. Michael Don Gibbs, 37, of Holiday, Utah, was charged in the District of Utah with receipt of child pornography and possession of child pornography. Amarat F. H. Al-Adali, 22, of Arlington, Virginia, pleaded guilty in the Eastern District of Virginia to receipt of child pornography and was sentenced to serve 5 years in prison in order to pay $3,000 in restitution. Eugene Edward Jung, 47, of San Francisco, California, was indicted in the Northern District of California on possession of child pornography and receipt of child pornography. James Dosa Ang, 25, of Springdale, Arkansas, pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography and was sentenced in the Western District of Arkansas, Fayetteville, to serve 97 months in prison followed by 20 years of supervised release. Alex Daniel Paxton, 30, of Columbus, Ohio, was arrested and indicted in Franklin County, Ohio Court of Common Pleas for pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. Don Edward Anell, 32, of Harvey, Louisiana, pleaded guilty in the Eastern District of Louisiana for receipt of child pornography. He is pending sentencing. Ryan Thomas Carver, 29, of Huntsville, Alabama, was arrested and charged under Alabama state law. He was charged federally in the Northern District of Alabama with possession of child pornography. His case is pending in Huntsville, Alabama. Andrew Buckley, 28, of the United Kingdom, pleaded guilty to 10 offenses in the UK of possession and distribution of indecent images of children, possession of extreme and prohibited images, and possession of a Class A drug. He was sentenced to serve 40 months in prison for the distribution of indecent images and possession of Class A drugs. Buckley is also subject to an indefinite sexual harm prevention order. Kyle Fox, 26, of the United Kingdom, pleaded guilty to 22 counts including rape, sexual assault, and sharing indecent images, and was sentenced to serve 22 years in prison, and Mohammed Almaker, 26, of Fort Collins, Colorado, was arrested in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, KSA, charged with KSA law involving the endangerment of children. He is awaiting judicial proceedings in furtherance of criminal charges. The investigation also led to the rescue of 23 minors who were victims of the website's abuse of video content. Two of the users of the website reportedly committed suicide after police executed search warrants. Among those charged in the indictment were a former Homeland Security Investigations Special Agent and a U.S. Border Patrol agent, officials reported. The international investigations were led by the IRSC, HSI, and the NCA, officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office wrote. The Korean National Police of the Republic of Korea, the National Crime Agency of the United Kingdom and the German Federal Criminal Police, the Bundeskriminalamt, provided assistance and coordinated with their parallel investigations. The Department of Justice's Office of International Affairs of the Criminal Division provided significant assistance. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.